Guys, it's a marathon. We're going on here for a third hour, and thank you so much, Gary, for being in here.
It's great to be here. You know, there was a time when you and I did 4 hours.
That was
a little much. 3 hours is great.
And that's more like a regular radio show.
That's right.
But that was a lot. And we did it with people calling in with questions primarily.
That's right.
And by the way, for those of you who have been used to calling in our second hour of our program to get your questions answered, we've already had some people who've called in. We're not going to be taking questions this week because we have a unique opportunity here, and we'll explain that in just a moment. But you can get your questions in to people like Ed Rudell and Cal Carson and myself and Gary during the week. Take some time out to answer your questions, and even over the holiday break. So in studio right now, and you get those questions to us, by the way, by going to internetadvisor.net and then clicking on the Contact Us button. And that'll get your question in right away. Right now, by the way, I want to thank Eric Dorsch for sitting in and answering our phones. We have Mike Stetz, I think, has stepped in now, and he's handling the dials back there as our engineer. Thank you for being here for our third hour. Okay, Gary Baker, Cal Carson is here from Apple Land. Good to have you in, along with Ed Rudell, who are our regular folks who are in studio with us every week, help with answering your questions, and our technical experts. We also have with us in studio, and they're going to be our co-host anchoring this hour, Amanda Luan, and we have Dave Anderson. They're both co-founders of something called Bamboo Detroit. And guys, thank you very much for being a Luanda. It's Amanda, pardon me, Luanda. That would be an interesting combination. Amanda, it's good to have you here. You are quite a fire plug.
Thank you. We're really excited to talk about innovation. We see it happening all the time in Detroit, at Bamboo Detroit. So
yeah,
we've got lots of great stuff.
And you, and matter of fact, Dave, you guys got together a number of years ago to create this, and it's called a co-working space, am I right? Is that the best way to call it?
Yeah, it's a co-working space. It's basically the intersection of a coffee shop, your home, and a corporate office.
I love it.
So when you don't want to work at any of those three, then you come to a co-working space.
And
so now, when a number of years ago, we started kind of a shared office arrangement. How is this different than those typical executive suites that you see popping up other places?
So inherently, it's not really different. The biggest difference is we don't use any cubicles or sectioned off areas. We want to create an open working environment, so it's just desk space. The other big thing is, you know, people don't really use desktops now. You know, they just come with their laptop, and so that really contributes to the open working environment.
And I imagine kind of the water cooler conversations have got to be wonderful, right? People helping each other. Somebody has a problem. Does that happen?
Oh, all the time. I mean, me leaving a corporation was one of the biggest things that I
missed. Where were you working?
Bosch, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the German supplier.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you leave and you're starting something on your own, it gets a little lonely. It's kind of nice to have other people doing the same thing, even if it's a different type of company, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, working at home is extremely lonely, right? Working at a coffee shop can be very distracting.
And
working
You
know, in a corporate office is just too expensive for a lot of people who are starting up. And so it really helps to be around other like-minded entrepreneurs who, you know, don't necessarily think the same way but can contribute to the growth of your company.
Well, because there's a new environment like that you just described, it sounds more like a collaboration space. How do you concentrate in a collaboration space, or do you just don't go there when you have to do concentration?
Yeah, it depends. For some people it's different, but it definitely requires a paradigm shift. It did for me. I typically, I'm kind of odd. I listen to white noise when I'm working because it helps me really focus on my work.
Yeah. I really haven't heard of that band before. Is it? Just kidding.
So, I think we could all use a little more.
In a space like that, just like in a cubicle space, I imagine when you want to take a call, you use your Bluetooth headset and you just walk around this large vaulted a warehouse. Was it an old warehouse?
Where is it, Amanda? Where have you physically located?
We're right downtown at Gratiot and Brush Street, so just a couple blocks from Campus Martius.
Yeah,
right down near the opera.
Yeah, right by the opera house.
Some of the beautiful old buildings there.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
How many floors?
We have a whole floor to ourselves. Just
a whole floor.
One right now. Eventually, maybe we'll have a couple.
And about how many people are working in that?
We have 60 members right now. Godwin, who's here with us, is one of our members with Yum Village. We have quite a few, all different types of companies, tech, retail, all types of stuff.
So how much does it cost? Like if Eddie wanted to have a shop down there, or Cal, or Gary wanted to go back to his roots and start another company, I think he's had enough of that. What would it cost?
It starts at $99 a month if you want to sign up for a whole year. So we kind of have it set up like a gym membership. You can choose to do monthly, 6 months or a whole year and okay. kind of come and work on your business and use the space as often as you need it.
So what services do I get for $99? I mean, does it come with pizza and pop and the whole shooting match?
It comes with, you know, 24/7 access to the creative space, which a lot of spaces around here don't really offer that yet. Right. So that's pretty cool. We have an online community. We have discounts to events and workshops. So it's not just using the physical space. It's really learning, interacting, meeting people. There's a lot of other benefits there that kind of come along with it, too.
And sometimes you do get free pizza.
If you hang out with Dave, you get free pizza.
Every day is a Gene day, I would imagine.
Now, is this strictly a space that you use in, quote, an office sense, as opposed to I come down there and me and three other people want to take and fabricate stuff using 3D fabricating machines and that sort of thing? What is the use of the space?
It really varies. As Amanda alluded to, we have members that range across the gamut, really. We do have some folks that are working on physical products, and they typically might, you know, go into our basement, which we're trying to...
More of a creative space.
Like a laboratory or a manufacturing laboratory
or
such.
Exactly.
If I remember correctly, I mean, if you're working with professional customers, it's a meeting place to bring clients to.
And there are other fabricating hubs around the city of Detroit where you can go in and take care of it, machinery. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
As we go on in this hour, we're going to talk more about that as well. And we're going to bring Godwin in and some of the other people who are the innovators here in the city of Detroit as we take a look at innovation in Detroit.